I am going to start with this.
Do you want to play with players who don't have competition since 2 months? It will be 2 months in 3 weeks when we will play in Cap Verde. So it's already 1 month. So they are not doing anything. They don't have training. They don't have matches. They are in the break. You cannot come even if it's only 1 month. They are doing anything since 1 month. Do you want to take this place? Do you believe that they are better than the players who are playing in Europe? Stop with these kind of questions now, because all the time is coming the same question. Why you don't take the local players? They are not good enough. You saw it, what happened in Los Angeles against Mexico. You saw what is actually the difference between the high level, which was Mexico, and which we have in Europe also, and the level in some African countries in the league.
You heard it from the man. That's the coach of the Super Eagles, Gernot Rohr, reacting to question asked if he was going to take the local base players to play for the Super Eagles, especially with issue that's doing with Cape Verde Island and the UK having Cape Verde Island on the red list, and so we have players who would not be able to play in that game. And he was asked if he was going to take players from local base, players from Nigeria. That's what he was asked, and he reacted that way. I'm gonna play it one more time, but first of all, let me say hello to Kosi once again. Hi Kosi, good evening to you.
Hello Angie, good evening. Good evening Dorcas, good evening listener.
Listen to Coach Gernot Rohr once again.
Do you want to play with players who don't have competition since 2 months? It will be 2 months in 3 weeks when we will play in Cap Verde. So it's already 1 month. So they are not doing anything. They don't have training. They don't have matches. They are in the break. You cannot come even if it's only 1 month. They are doing anything since 1 month. Do you want to take this place? Do you believe that they are better than the players who are playing in Europe? Stop with these kind of questions now, because all the time is coming the same question. Why you don't take the local players? They are not good enough. You saw it, what happened in Los Angeles against Mexico. You saw what is actually the difference between the high level, which was Mexico, and which we have in Europe also, and the level in some African countries in the league.
So, Kosi, yeah. I'm going to start here.
Mm-hmm.
When the local base players went to play against Mexico,
yeah,
a lot of people felt they were set up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people felt that it was a setup in the sense that they were not going to be able to match with the Super Eagles. They were not even coached by Gernot Rohr. They were coached by Austin Afogbavon. Even though Gernot Rohr came in later on, he didn't handle the training. They basically took a whole lot of new faces and went on to play them against the Mexican national team, who were just coming on the back of the Gold Cup. And we played against them, and we saw how we were defeated. Now, Coach Gernot Rohr has come out to say in this interview, as you heard him, he says they are not good enough. And he pointed to the example of how the Super Eagles home-based players played against Mexico. Are people right by saying that they were set up to fail, and that's the reason we're seeing this excuse coming up again that they're not good enough? Or really, as exasperated as it sounds, we should stop having this conversation. These local-based players are not good enough.
I don't believe that the local players aren't good enough, if what that means is that across the entire MPFL, you can't find 1, 2, 3 players good enough to play for the Super Eagles. I don't believe that. I have gone to a few match venues, watched a few games myself, and it's not just 1 or 2 games. Over time, looked at certain players and the amount of consistency that they have shown in the league. So I don't believe that you can make a blanket statement that in its entirety, NPFL players aren't good enough, not even one, to play for the Super Eagles, especially with what we're seeing in the Super Eagles with the likes of Valentine Ozonwafor, who, you know, plays half a game for his team and is invited to the national team. So, but it becomes a different conversation if the level of football we play here is the same as you will find in some other places. But to the Mexico question, yes, I agree. The team didn't really have the best setup prior to the game. You assemble them for 2 weeks without the attention of the national team's gaffer. And you take them to play a Mexico team fresh from the Gold Cup with the likes of Ivan Lozano, players who have had some even had over 100 caps for their country, accumulated with playing together and knowing each other well over time. So to use the Mexico game as a yardstick for writing off the NPFL players, I don't think is right. And there's something quite funny, Angie. During Sports Drive this morning, I realized that I've already classified Sunday Adetunji as a Nigerian player abroad.
That's what I was going to go to. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to go to, because, Dawkins, I'm taking that to you now. Sunday Adetunji scored a brace in his very first game playing for, Skupki. On his debut, he scored a brace. We're here on the continent and in Nigeria as he was playing. A lot of us believed he was talent. And we've seen him hit the ground running. We've also seen a good number of those the home-based players have actually made moves across board, some to African countries, some to European countries. But Coach Gennaro thinks they are not good enough. Are they truly not good enough? He gave the example, also talked about the fact that we haven't played football, we've been on a break for a while, and so we haven't played football. But I'm also thinking, sometimes during FIFA window, teams have not resumed, or they just barely resumed, and we still play games during FIFA window. So why is he making such a big distinction about the fact that they're on break? Exactly. Because teams go on break.
Yeah, Italy just in the Serie A, they played just two matches,
yeah,
and then they're headed for their international break. So
NPFL haven't played any matches. Yeah, haven't even talked about resumption dates. So. Come on.
Yeah, but what we see, especially this season that we are in now, some clubs barely had a preseason, but the players have hit the ground running. A matter of two to three weeks. Okay, look at Rivers United, for instance. Yes, they're in the off-season, but they're not idle. They're training, they're playing, fine-tuning themselves for the new season. Yes, it's a great point on paper, but I don't believe that Genotro's argument about lack of fitness and all is what will count uppermost, and because these players won't become unfit in a matter of 2 weeks.
Because are they simply not good enough?
Okay.
And we should stop exasperating it around with such questions.
So let's expand this conversation a little bit. What makes you a good player? What makes you quality enough? Because you can help me answer that for a bit.
First, you have to possess the talent. Then you have to possess the will to play. Then, of course, you have to be fit.
And then when you play, the clubs that come for you, the clubs that are really interested, that have seen your talent over the years, should be what? Clubs from prominent, big-name clubs, as you would have it. Yes, that's what I wanted to hear, but thank you.
You may not.
No, so, may not.
Now, the fact is, they will scout you. They will be interested in you. They would want to bring you to their team.
They may.
I am saying this because let's expand this conversation. Our local based players just last season, just the season that ended, how many of them went to a prominent league?
But if you look at our league and the way it is, and the way most African leagues are structured, I don't think any country, European country, takes that straight from the African league.
Only good deal in the NPFL was Anaya Wallace deal.
What I'm saying is this.
So,
on the continent as it stands, rarely do you see players move from the continent to the top teams in Europe.
Yeah, the biggest South African star since Benny McCarthy is Steven Pienaar. Because he played for Everton.
The thing is,
the biggest South African player now is Percy Tau, who couldn't even cut it at Brighton and Hove Albion. Now he's back with Arahli
in
Egypt.
The point is, you said you've gone to watch some matches.
Yeah.
Ghana Drop might have also watched some matches. Maybe not on the stadium, but with the MPFL.TV app when he was alive and, you know, getting the job done here in Nigeria. I'm not trying to side him, but let's be realistic as well. I'm not saying there's no quality in the league, but Gennaro's idea of quality maybe he hasn't found in the league.
Let's look at it this way again, Dorcas.
Yes.
Olisander is now a Pirates player.
True.
And would receive a call up in no time as a foreign based player, like the goalkeeper, Daniel Akpe, who plays for Sundowns, right?
Kaizer Chiefs.
Mm. So what would suddenly have changed about Olisander in a month or two that you know, he moved from Akwa United to
we had a Orlando conversation Pirates. Here in the studio with that same name you mentioned, Olisander, a few last week.
Yeah.
And we all agreed that he was quality enough in the league. He brought a certain difference when it comes to defense for Akwa United, which helped them to win in the title. And Gennaro probably
says it's not good enough because he lost 4-0 to Mexico.
See, I am sure he doesn't mean everybody in the team.
He said
they are not good enough, but he did not say they are all not good enough.
Excuse me. I'll give you an example. They were good enough. He could have picked one.
Our parents in the house, I'll use my parents as an example. One of us does something, they will generalize it. People want to kill me.
Yeah.
So maybe that is what Gennaro is doing, but that does not mean he meant every one of them in the Super Eagles B team that faced Mexico wasn't good enough.
Maybe we will play it again. Hold on, because I heard Gennaro. But let me take your reactions quickly before I go on this break. 084-461-923. Coach Gennaro is exasperated and he's saying, don't ask me that question again. They are simply not good enough. 0817-923-0002-0003-0007-0009. He says they're not good enough. He said, see how they performed on the continent even when they played in local championship. And so, why are you asking me about them? They are not good enough. Hello?
Hello, good evening, Angie. Good evening, Dr. Scotty. Good evening, Honor Kosi, my name man.
Hi,
good evening.
Yes, sir. This is Richard from Rudibu.
Welcome.
Angie, I know you want me to talk on this aspect. I'll leave that to my brother from Orazi. I think he will call you in no distant time. Yes, he will call you for that one because I know MPF is a parcel of us. Angie, I want to talk on something that we have been talking about. There's something we usually I see when they make a statement like, and I thank you for breaking that, pointing that out. No European big team will come straight to Nigeria, in fact, Africa, even as mighty as Ali is, to take them. So whenever you make this move to even that Saudi Arabia B team you're talking about, Division 2, that we keep on insulting or any the same. Do you know that you make your way now to Sheriff? Sheriff in playing in Champions League, like you're playing Champions League, you're getting good pay. But Sheriff is from Moldova.
Mm-hmm.
How good is Moldova League? It's there for us to judge. But because you are making it to a bigger stage, now the big boys now will see you performing there. The main thing, the key word here is coverage. That's what media will use. These guys have, even South African League, have proper coverage. So at least this guy will be seeing them on his face, to be on his face. So calling them will not be a big issue. But for Gennaro, CMPFL is a bit hard. Probably the position is there for him. But he will be too lazy to watch if I use that word.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello.
Yeah, good evening, Angie.
Hi, good evening.
Please, Samuel, calling from the news.
Let's go, Samuel.
When the coach of Super Eagles said the players are not good enough, does not mean there are no better ones. You know, when a team is good, even your best player is a good player. But when your team is very porous, your best cannot do enough. So the Super Eagles, this team, when he said it's not good enough, does not mean there are no better ones. But because what they played, even the best player in the pitch that day was a flop.
But
I think the problem is from the NFL. We don't have that structure whereby our players can be able to play and compete. to face other.
All right, I'll have to go on this break. It's a quick one. I hope when we come back and we'll get more into that conversation. We are talking about Coach Gunnar Roth saying our current team, Nigerian Professional Football League players, are not good enough, and you should please stop asking him about it. He's sick and tired of having that conversation. Don't go anywhere.
Like this. We talk sports, tennis, basketball, Formula One, football, you name it, we've got it. Or 92.3 FM's Extra Time. Sporting previews, sporting reviews, hear from the athletes, coaches and administrators and share your views. Extra Time for 92.3 Nigeria Info. Mondays to Fridays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Want to play with players who don't have competition since 2 months? It will be 2 months in 3 weeks when we will play in Cap Verde. So it's already 1 month. So they are not doing anything. They don't have training. They don't have matches. They are in the break. You cannot come even if it's only 1 month. They are doing anything since 1 month. Do you want to take this place? Do you believe that they are better than the players who are playing in Europe? Stop with this kind of questions now, because all the time is coming the same question. Why you don't take the local players? They are not good enough. You saw it, what happened in Los Angeles against Mexico. You saw what is actually the difference between the high level, which was Mexico, and which we have in Europe also, and the level in some African countries in the league.
Probably means the Champions League or the CAF Confederations Cup. But that's Coach Gunnar Roth and talking about the Super Eagles, the home-based players. And basically saying, please don't ask me anymore. I do not think they are good enough to play for the Super Eagles. I talked about the fact that when those home-based players went to play against Mexico, a lot of people felt that they were being set up, that they were going to lose to Mexico, and the conversation was going to be, you see, you say they're not good enough, and see how they've lost to Mexico. And they were, Coach Gunnar Roth didn't even coach the team. And more importantly, you took complete newbies who have no idea, we haven't played together, and you took them there just to go on to collect embarrassment, which they promptly collected and brought back home to us. And so Coach Gunnar Roth is saying that they are not good enough. And I'm asking, should we just end this conversation and just end it? The Super Eagles should be made of only foreign-based players, even if you end up playing Ishkupski, as our player is there now. Talking about Sunday Adetunji, and you're going to call him up tomorrow, but he wasn't good enough when he was here playing in Nigeria. Or should we just ask him to give everyone a fair chance? 084-461-923. 0817-923-0002. 0003, 0007, and 0009. Hello?
I've been to my sister,
Jenki. Hi, good evening.
Jenki, the one we said controversial, you got controversial, you criticize too much. I thought Kosei and Tokan started the setup. And then let me just highlight it for you. You said 1 month is thin, but to pick Ahmed Musa that was in Kadu for 5 months inside the club for Super Eagles. 1 month since Lagos United and Akwa United just played it. That's crazy.
Go on.
Yeah, they played a friendly yesterday.
Lagos United just played match with Akwa United just yesterday. And then you, only 5 players in that team and you pick will make my best.
Oh, you need to call us back again. Your line is breaking up. Please do call us again. Hello.
Good evening, daughter. Okay, good evening, man.
Good evening.
Thank you. This is Simon. I'm calling from Rumo, Maya. Daughter, good evening.
I greet you. You're welcome.
You see, I like this conversation. And I also tired of this. I support General. Why? Because that the home state players are not. He said that they are not good enough. He can be good, but not good enough to play in his team. General is the coach of Nigeria Super Eagles. People think that General is not giving us what we want. Please, they should sack General. Not every time they will be asking him meaningless questions. The reason why I call him meaningless question is this. I think the best question to ask General now is that the group of Nations Cup, what is your plan?
He also has.
How are you going to do this Nations Cup?
He reacted.
The match that we have already played, the one that we lost against Cameroon. What went wrong for this? Not every time we're asking of Dombey. See, General said it that they should be better than the one that he's inviting. The truth that if I'm a Nigerian society coach today, if they give me this coach, the little knowledge I have in football. I said it before, let me repeat it again. I will check from goalkeeper to attacker, wing by wing, who is better, both home and abroad, to which way. If I come for goalkeeper, I check the whole goalkeeper outside, then I check here, the three that I know that they are the best for me, I will pick. I go to right back, the best for me, I will pick. I go to right back, left back, central defense. This one that we have been talking, do you know that Sadiq Umar is not invited?
All right, thank you very much. That's Coach Gennaro on this call. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Kalela.
Yeah.
Adamu calling from Canada. I can't listen to last fans.
Hi, Adamu, let's go.
Yes, I want to thank my new coach who is going to coach me in my Caterpillars, my legend. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Adamu.
You did not get it wrong. Get is a shame to Nigeria.
Why?
Get yes, you know why? I've been seeing Get coaching a match.
Yes, I've watched him on the sidelines.
Hello?
I've watched him on the sidelines, yes.
What do you see in his face? Tension and fears. He's going to throw a face. Tension and fears. He's going to throw a face. Hello, Canada.
I can hear you, Adamu. Go on.
I can give you 10 boys in Kanu here who beat the Super Eagles, hands down. I will bet my life for that. That's my stake. Thank you. That's Canada to last.
I bet you put your life at stake. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, Canada. Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Gideon.
Welcome, Gideon.
I'm calling from Rumudu.
Let's go.
See, it's so obvious. With due respect to Dennis Rowe, this coach lacks the technical and the tactical acumen to blend players. So to look at the good home-based players, even no matter how bad the field they are, there are some few ones that are good, that are talented, to work on them. It's so obvious that this man lacks the technical and tactical equipment to do that. And that's why he's running away from that aspect. And he keeps on giving excuses that they are not good enough. If you look at the antecedent of the Super Eagles, the three coaches that have achieved the best results of Super Eagles over the years, Otogolia, Clement Westerhoof, and Steven Casey, they never despise all the players. Even though, like the time of Clement Westerhoof and time of Philadelphia, our local league was not all that good. See the way it is now, compared to even other African countries like Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana. But the team picked one or two of those old-day players and worked on them. This is 30 years. Last month, July, made 30 years that Philippe George was invited to the national team as an old-day player playing for Kalabalova. And he gave a good account of himself in that first month. And that won him into the first team, right after he won the player. Same also goes for Darren Amokachi. Same goes for Tondemba. Same goes for some other players like that. Okay,
So what is Genosuo's excuse? The truth of the matter is that this man is showing laziness. He doesn't want to, he's looking for a legitimate player. And Super Eagles coach that have done this kind of thing before, they never succeeded.
All right. Thank you very much. Once again, to enjoy the Super Eagles, but you should think that we should be able to pick maximum points against Liberia here in Lagos.
I would like to think so, yes. But football these days, not just football, sports these days is something that it is very unpredictable. So sitting down to say that it's going to be easy peasy for the Super Eagles to take on the Lone Stars of Liberia is going to be easy work. No, I don't think so. They are here to also try to qualify for the World Cup, and that's what can be motivation enough. Remember what happened between Nigeria and Sierra Leone just about a few months ago, where here in Nigeria, in Edo State, it was Nigeria leading 4-0, and later on it ended in a 4-0 draw, and they went to Freetown where they played out a goalless draw as well. So looking at that, you want to say, when it comes to Africa these days, you don't know exactly what to expect. So we can sit here and say, yes, it's going to be easy work for Nigeria over Liberia, but I wouldn't want to think of it like that. They're here to get the job done. So probably we are going to be seeing a top-notch side, a Liberia side, who that wants to take points away from the Super Eagles. Remember that they call us star-studded in most of the other countries. So looking at that, this is a Liberia side who are the underdogs coming to take on a very star-studded Super Eagles side. And they want to, you know, try to get a point or probably win this one over the Super Eagles. But the Super Eagles, it will be so bad for the Super Eagles to get to lose to Liberia. This is a team that wants to qualify for the World Cup. They want to go to Qatar 2020. So if you're looking at this and the antecedent against Sierra Leone, the fans were not happy with the Super Eagles, with those games that they played. So they'd want to do everything possible to come back to winning ways and probably get this one over Liberia. So I think it is definitely not going to be too easy for the team.
All right, that's all we can take on the show this evening. It's always been a pleasure, and it still was a pleasure to be on this side of the MIC. Thank you very much, Dorcas.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kosi.
Thank you.
We'll be here tomorrow morning with Sports Drive as usual, and in the evening, Extra Time continues. Until then, have yourself a very good evening.